Letter number 24. You said that sometimes. You said that sometimes it's best to study precisely when you're tired. So Hav says, you know, do it if you want. All right, so it's letter number 24 in Shamati. Letter number 24. To my friend, I received your letter in which you notify me that you have times of black and times of white. Know, my friend, that this is the way of Torah. They said, thou shalt live a sorrowful life. There are three kinds of life. One, the life of the evil, which are called dead. The life of those who walk in the way of God are called a sorrowful life. And the life of the righteous, those who have already attained the Torah, they taste the true life. As our sages said, he who studies Torah lishma, for her name, the whole world is worthwhile for him. Therefore, if you write that you have a sorrowful life, it is a sign you're walking in the way of Torah, meaning that you have black and white, because this is how the Torah is written, black over white. But you should try and have black fire over white fire, meaning that everything you feel will be like a burning flame. And when you write that I will write for you the order of the work, know that right when you begin the work, everything you have heard from me and from Baal HaSulam, my father, will resurface in your memory. Because when you forget, it is in your favor. It is for you. Only during the work, the Torah that you need appears. Still, I'll write you a few words. So what is he trying to say? He wants to say that nothing is gone, nothing disappears. Everything that one has ever heard or felt, even if he was only present with his love, afterwards, when one experiences them, they appear in the exact same manner as they were when he was with his Rav. So there's no forgetfulness. You don't have to worry about that. There's only a return to that state on the part of the disciple. In the past it was by the Rav. Now it is by the disciple who can ascend to that state. Right when one opens one's eyes, he already knows his ordinary ways. When he takes a book, or he says his blessings, or he says, I thank. One needs a preparation before everything, meaning not go through the motions. But when he starts to say, I thank, then I have to know who compels me to say that? Who forces me to say that? Is it going through the motions, or is there something that or someone that I should thank? And regarding thankfulness, we should thank where there is dispute. As our sages said, Rabbi Yehoshua Letan thanks. And this is precisely when there is black, then there can be white. So you should see the true reason. Who is the reason? And it is better for you to know completely clearly that your reason to work innocent work is that you heard from my father that we should go by the way of faith and believe that the Creator hears the prayer, and that the Creator yearns for the prayer of the righteous, meaning for those who want to be righteous but cannot because of the evil in them. And they ask of God to send them help from above. As they have said, if the Creator did not help him, he could not have overpowered him. And he who comes to purify is aided. And as it is written in the Holy Zohar, how in the Holy Soul? Oh, with what? How is it is written in the Holy Zohar? With what? With the Holy Soul. Why? Because the Creator wants us to receive the Torah. And that is why we must feel in ourselves the need for Torah. Because no luxuries are given from above, only necessity. Because only for necessity one feels the need. Because there is no light without a kli, meaning a desire. Whereas with luxuries, one does not feel a need, but he needs the Creator. And the Prophet is primarily in one's needing of the Creator, meaning the giver of the Torah. Hence, when one feels one's lowness, it is a reason to need the Creator. Whereas when one feels that he can, that he is able to help himself and does not need the Creator, then he is separated. And what we need primarily is the dvikut with the Creator, the adhesion with him, because this is the purpose of our correction. And this is the essence of our correction. When one believes to believe in the Creator. Because this is the measurement if one is taking the true path. And when he sees his true state, he should say, I think. Although in his exterior mind, he does not see a reason to think. And regarding the 4 hours, we talked about it's you should keep them and arrange the work. Meaning, first, about the exile of divinity, meaning that divinity is in the dust, that everyone sees that divinity is in concealment, and not everyone sees that the Creator does good, and that the Creator is the one who made this concealment, so that there will be a taste of dust in Torah and Mitzvot. This is only so that one will have a place of choice, because only when there is choice, there is faith. But when there is knowledge, meaning open providence, in open providence there is no room for choice, meaning for faith. Meaning it is a person who caused all that, because before he had acquired faith, complete faith, the Holy Divinity must be in a state of dust before his eyes. And that is what he should regret. This is the meaning of, if he is awarded, he sentences himself, etc. 2, if this is true, that man's only purpose is only to benefit the Creator, meaning if it is not for that purpose, he does not want to live in the world, and to be only for himself, and see his true state without any compromise and only see the truth. If he sees that the body makes calculations that it is worthwhile to be for self, meaning to delight himself, then there is room for prayer to the Creator, meaning that then he sees his own lowness. 3, engage in words of Torah. And this should be in completeness. As my father, Baal HaSulam, said, that the damned does not cleave to the blessed. Therefore, when one engages in Torah, he should extend the light, and then it is a time for the completeness, because we have to believe what they said. From Matana to Nachliel. Torah is called Matana, a gift. Meaning, when one is allowed to study and pray and make a mitzvah even one moment a day, that too is a gift by the Creator, because there are billions in the world who were not given the chance by the Creator to be able to think of the Creator for even just one moment a year. Therefore, while engaging in Torah, we should be happy. because only through happiness do we extend the light of the Torah. And you should also divide the Torah into two times. One is the simple study, as we learn the literal meaning of the words. And two, try and examine as much as possible, scrutinize it, so that, and ask of the Creator to help you understand the interior of the things. And by studying, by trying to understand the meaning, you create the kelim in which you will be able to receive the interior. And in that way, you should also divide the prayer. And may the Lord open our eyes and illuminate them, and we shall attain the Torah of the Creator, the law of the Creator, how to go from enslavement to redemption. Your friend, Baruch Shalom Alevi, the son of Baal HaSulam. Questions? He doesn't see why choice and faith are the same. How are they connected?
No.
Well,
Judea.
Who knows? What do you think? Yes, son. Choice is to strengthen oneself in faith. What is the connection between faith and choice? So we don't have any other choice but faith, and we don't acquire faith but only through choice. Not enough? Get up and say. But careful when you stand up. Can't hear what he's saying. Single word. I choose something intellectually, yes? That's more profitable for me than that. And faith is, I just believe. I can be distracted, it just comes naturally. So how does that sit together? Well, Iran, it doesn't have to, yes, but the Creator puts one's hand on the good place and says, choose. You use your mind to choose to go above reason. That's faith. It's not that you shut your mind and go home. I would process it this way. Listen to the Creator. Advance as He directs us. That too is the beginning of faith. Because for that one should believe. He should advance. He should make concessions to the group. It's work. On the one hand. On the other hand, it is called faith in the sages or in the wise. For if we do as they tell us, as they convey the opinion of the Creator to us, we'll succeed. And what we attain at the end is also called faith. But this faith is a godly force. It's the attribute of the Creator. It's bestowal. So the concept of faith is interpreted into several states, several ways. The light of faith that comes from the Creator. And on the part of the creature, there are the operations of faith. When one performs them, they're not irrational operations. But you said correctly, it is the Creator who puts one's hand on the good faith and says, take this. So here we don't have an effort above reason. But the Creator puts your hand, yes? There's a reason why they say hand and not your leg or your heart. The hand is the vessel of reception. The Creator says, take this, you'll feel good. You'll see it'll be good. So one goes from Lolishma, according to the prophet still think he'll get in his vessel of reception. And then when he engages, his appreciation changes, and his reward changes, and he wants to get something else. The hands of Moses, the hands of Bina, and these are different hands. You said faith in the sages is also faith. I know that I'm sick, and I'm willing to listen to the doctor intellectually. What does it say, faith in the sages? What does it talk about it? In faith in sages, one does something. What does it stem from? He's been beaten enough, was convinced through the book, it's called through the sages, yes, or through society, or he just does naively what he's told. They're smarter, so it's worthwhile for me. Like children, they begin. And like slaves, servants. There's a reason why they said that they begin like women or like servants. They gave us three discernments. They're all at our degree, but it's still not one discernment. When one knows he's a slave, or that he is a woman, even if he has a dot, but it's a light dot, if he has his mind, but it's a light mind, that's what it's called, and that he is small. If he has these three discernments, these actual three, then he can pretty much start working in bringing them to hardening or to the good state. I don't know, ask something. You then maybe you can have to wake up. You can take all of it. Get it from my room. Hatred for evil is a good thing. I hate my ego because it keeps putting me into trouble, questions, failures. I fail with it, so I want to get rid of it. But it's not hatred for the evil. Alright, so I hate it. But I hate it because I lose. If I would gain, I wouldn't hate it. Meaning I don't hate it. I hate the phenomena that it gives me. I still don't call it evil in itself. Others gain, I'm the poor one. Recognition of evil, meaning I recognize that its attribute is evil. Even if you give me the greatest prophets, I do not want to be in this way. That's called the recognition of evil. The essence of this attitude, that's what I hate. Yes, to receive, that's what I hate. You're telling me you can gain this way and that way. Yes, but I cannot work this way. I cannot approach things this way. Not this way, not by this door. That way I cannot do it. That's the recognition of evil. The recognition of evil in the approach. The prophets, of course I want them. I continue to want them. Yes. It's hard for me to hear. We can only do that in using faith in the sages, and that somehow brings us closer to the equivalence of form with true faith. Yes, Musha. I don't understand how we can get to that state. How we can come to that state. I don't understand how we can come to a state where I do not hate the prophets, but the way to attain the prophets. That's the light that reforms. The light doesn't tell you that it's bad to be rich, smart. These things are all in the Creator. He's got everything. He's got all the good things. So why shouldn't I want them? The purpose of creation is to receive all of them. Indefinitely. But it's the approach. That's what I hate. And this hatred brings the light that reforms. It doesn't tell you to restrict yourself. That's something you calculate afterwards according to how much you can use the method. It only tells you, it shows you its nature. Its nature is opposite to yours only in the method. How to attain the pleasures. That's it. We are absolutely forbidden to hate the pleasures. We should hate the approach to them. If we start hating pleasures, we just fall into tzimtzum, into restriction, into limitation. We escape the work. We should only change the means. That is why we should be very careful in understanding the method, in accepting it, so that it will not be like Eastern teachings, so that it is not like Hasidut, like all kinds of ways that are that seemingly work for a wholeness, but it's not wholeness in the means. One should never think about the pleasures at any moment. He should only think about how he should attain them. I don't have the words here, but this is something essential that we're touching here. That's why, well, it's the method of Kabbalah, method of reception, in the full sense of the word. It's a perfect definition all around. There is not a place, nowhere is restriction, is scantness good. We could learn it from Rabash very he was excessive about it. What kind of cheese do you want? Ask what the best thing is. Like that. It's not that he really cared about it. He wanted to show me how to relate to everything. Cigarettes, everything. This is not the method. It's your substance. But what's important is how you relate to it. That's the whole difference. The righteous is the one who receives everything, who enjoys everything. Yes. What is the approach? But I couldn't hear for what. What is the approach for pleasures? The approach for pleasures should be, well, there shouldn't be an approach for pleasures at all. There should be attention for the method itself. For I want to be like the Creator, the Giver. And see that the giver and the pleasures are completely detached things. They don't belong, they don't concern each other. I want to have equivalence of form with him. I want to be like him in my actions, in how I act, the quality of the act. The pleasures of pleasures, we have the complete Ein Sof before us, infinity, between us. An endless reservoir. I want to learn from him his approach, and that's it. Only that. I don't care about the pleasures. They're like a means for me to realize or to implement to repeat him in the same approach. That's it. And the pleasure themselves, I don't care about them. You can be the wildest. No one knows what you're doing now. But how do I relate to the work? Your work is to copy as much as you can the operations of bestowal, the intentions of bestowal. That's a concealed thing, the intentions of bestowal. And everything you will need in these intentions, if the intention is right, it will take anything you want, and it'll be fine. It'll be the greatest correction. Pay attention to your attitude, to your intention, not to the topic itself. What is the substance that you use for the will to receive, and what the pleasure is? The will to receive is the same. It remains. The pleasures that fulfill it are the same. They remain. You add your attitude, your intention, your resemblance to the Creator. You bring it to that non-chai. You bring into it the light instead of one little spark. Separate between the substance and the pleasure, opposite it, and the approach, the intention, the attitude. That is why it's called the wisdom of the hidden, because we see the substance and the pleasures. Next to that, we don't see the intention. I can't see the point of bestowal if the light makes me see that I don't enjoy the will to receive. It makes me feel low. I don't see how that's an exit from my nature. There's a desire to enjoy, and pleasures opposite it. These pleasures are actually, well, they created the will to enjoy. They came first. They gave birth to it, and it was born by them. First came the light and created the kli. These light and kli exist vis-a-vis each other, and they cannot be changed. That's the direct light that comes and wants to enter the desire to enjoy, and the desire to enjoy wants to enjoy it. That's nature on the part of the light and on the part of the kli. Pleasure and desire opposite each other. We can relate to that only in a simple way. This is a given thing. That's nature. That's it. Still vegetative and animate, both in the upper worlds and in this world. Use that nature in the best way as they are. They understand what's good, they understand what's bad. They know how to receive the pleasures into the will to receive. No problem. They never go wrong. A human has another examination, scrutiny. One feels, besides the desire to enjoy and the pleasure opposite it, feels how he's going to enjoy. And the light shows one that there's a different approach to the pleasure in the light. So by knowing both, I begin to feel in the pleasure that comes to me that there's a different attitude in it from mine. So what we need in order to be whole, complete, is to have that light, to receive it, that attitude from the light. This way we'll have the pleasure in the light and the completeness in the light. That's what we do. So what we said now is that not the substance, the will to receive, or the light itself is the pleasure in this light, should appear. We cannot touch that. We cannot change it. It lives and it exists. We only need to learn the attitude to the pleasure from the light, because this light wants to enjoy. If it didn't want to enjoy, if it hadn't wanted to enjoy, it wouldn't have created the desire. The Creator wanted to delight His creatures. He wanted that. His desire comes first, or came first. So I learn what is His desire, what is His intention, His attitude, and that's what I study. Concerning our matter, don't think about the pleasures. Think how you relate to the origin of the pleasures. Only. Then you can say, the whole world is necessary. It was created for me. I need the entire world. And you'll be right if you take it with the right intention. And it'll be your necessity. The Ein Sof, the infinite, will be necessity for you. It is not luxuries. We come to a state where Ein Sof is a must. Without it, we can't give anything. How do I get it? I can't take anything less. Yes. Those who learn from the Creator, they're called a wise disciple or disciple of the wise. You don't learn from pleasures. You learn. We started with what it means, recognition of evil. It doesn't mean that I want to enjoy. Recognition of evil means how I want to enjoy, or the way that I want to enjoy is detached from the giver. She says, I learn how to use that pleasure in society. In society, in a group, you have a mechanism that's built in the systems we have, that's built as if it operates like the Creator. Society engages in bestowal. Society has a concept of bestowal as the highest thing, as a must. Relinquishing the direct approach to pleasures without intentions. Bestowal, devotion to the lessons and to everything. Society gives you a picture which is like the Creator, that you don't feel. So it's an escape for you. If you want to look at this example, if you want to lower yourself and see that in them. Otherwise, it's not a society that we need. Again, we're studying only the method without any connection to the pleasures or the desires for them. And society must show me this method. Show it as the greatest, as that there's nothing else but that at all. And that's what I have to see. Yes, we said that today we'll learn until 7. I see that they're not lasting more than that. Alright, those who should go to the kitchen. Go to the kitchen. The pots and the pans are waiting. Yes. What did you want from Rabash? What did you demand from Rabash? I cannot tell you what I demanded from Rabash because I had different conditions. I was not in a group. When I came, after 2 months, I was his chauffeur already. Not just a chauffeur. You go with him everywhere, you sit with him, you talk to him, you ask him, you get answers 3 or 4 hours a day. When you take him out to the park or to the sea or etc. After that, Fridays, on the eve of Shavuot, Pentecost, after 6 months of having been with him, I went into the hospital with him. Before that, we went to doctors many times. He had an ear infection. So we went to the hospital. He was there for 30 days. 30 days I was there. He only didn't allow me to sleep. I would go out in the evening, be home for a few hours, and come at 4 a.m. I would climb over the fence, because who would let you in at 4 a.m., right? That was in Belinson, in hospital in Petah Tikva. So I saw that, that's how it went. I would go under the behind the fence, and I would be there, and we would study. At 4 I was there already, and we would study from 4 to 6, 7, until the doctors started their round. So I was with him all day for 30 days. It's a big piece of time, especially for a beginner. So when we went out, he was completely blurred. He was on a very strong antibiotics. He would walk like that. He was hardly he hardly knew where he was. It was very hard. He kept falling asleep. It was just. He was blurred. So I would take him to the beach. There was a beautiful beach we used to go to. And on the way, there's a little. There were some woods there, so I would put him there to sleep. There was good air there. But today, these things hardly exist. That's it until we started going to the sea again. After that, Tiberias. Years of going out for 2 days every week. So I can't tell you what I demanded of him, what I didn't. I'm just telling you this on the outside. It was a different thing. He wanted to give something, yes? 90% of what he gave me, I didn't know what he was doing. That's it. So that has nothing to do with how we relate to each other. So there's nothing to say here. It must be something like Kabbalists, the way Kabbalists treated disciples in the past, as much as I could be a good disciple. But today it doesn't work anymore. That time is over. There has to be an expansion for the masses. And there's no relationship between a disciple and a teacher. But between the owner of the method, so to speak, and his disciples, a guide and his disciples. That's how I see it. I don't show it, and if it doesn't, I don't find in me any urge for any special person, and then I have to take one person to be better than everybody else. On the contrary, a strong, equal group to be united and consisting of special individuals, but the force is in the group. And I warn you, those who will want to leave the group will have no power. No power. You see what happens to those we expel from the group. They become vegetables. And that's how it will be in the future. Perhaps there will be a few outstanding ones, I don't know, who will make a lot of noise, but other than noise, nothing. It'll just be hot air. You have to set an example for humanity in the structure, in the bonding, in expressing the last generation. And I'm telling you, I don't imagine myself treating people differently. That's how the time changes the attitude. So we have to make invest every energy in the group, and we have to understand that things are so different now that if we build this pattern of the last generation, we'll succeed. If not, we'll fail. We will rise only according to that. So what now, Moshe? Anything? A few reports.